Phil, let's first of all welcome back in Phil Milani, sprinting back down from the war room. Phil, you had a chance to talk with John Elway. What did you take away about the international man of mystery that is Adam Gatsis?
I think that the vibe was that the Broncos are two for two. This was a guy that they had targeted, that they wanted. Of course, with Malik Jackson leaving, you knew that defensive line was an area that they might need. But I'm not sure if he's quite ready to just jump in and be the guy right now. He's kind of a raw athletic specimen with huge upside, as you heard from John Elway. The other thing you heard from him was that he had the ACL last year, but he should be ready to go by the time training
camp. And that's why you sign Jared Crick as a free agent, because then you don't have the pressure to play Adam Gatsis right away. You can ease him in and, you know, let's not compare him to Malik Jackson. I don't think that's fair to this show. But Malik, it took some time for him to get to where he was playing regularly. He was inactive quite a bit in his rookie season. So if Gatsis takes some time to come along, it's not the worst thing in the world if he can continue to develop. But with Crick, with Vance Walker coming back, with Derek Wolf, Kenny and Nicky, you've got guys that you can rotate in. So Gatsis, you know, if he is raw and he's taking some time to develop, you can take your time with that. He doesn't have to play immediately.
You don't want to compare him to a guy like Malik Jackson, but what about a Derek Wolf type, a bigger guy who really has a lot of athleticism?
Bigger guy with a lot of athleticism, but again, the big thing is, you know, Derek Wolf, he played American football his entire life coming from Ohio. Gatsis, when you watch him, I mean, he's very athletic. You want him to use his athleticism more, and he still is in the point of refining his technique. And that's what you're going to expect Bill Kollar to do. Bill Kollar is going to have a lot to do, but I think they feel like he can tap into something with Adam Gatsis.
I mean, when you have a resource like a Bill Kollar, you have to feel good about it when you bring in a guy like Gatsis. That hey, this guy's coached guys like J.J. Watt. Last year, Derek Wolf really transformed that defensive line. He's been in the league a long time. You feel like once he gets his hands on him, he should be good to go.
That's the goal.
Yeah, it was funny because we had mentioned here earlier seeing Bill Kollar in the draft room, in the war room, talking on the phone. Mason and I had speculated, you know, we don't know who he could be talking to. Sure enough, it did turn out to be a defensive tackle. So
that's a good speculation. The defensive line coach comes in.
We didn't know because you think about it, he could have been talking to somebody, say, from Montana. I mean, that's where Bill Kollar, you know, is originally, you know, started his football career. So we don't know if these coaches have personal connections and that's why they're on the phone, or if it is actually a player of position that they are talking to. So never want to make assumptions. However, I do think what May said about Bill Kollar coming in and kind of showing this guy the ropes is really going to be key.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that his track record really just sort of speaks for itself, you know, and you got to have a lot of trust in that guy to take a guy like Gatsis who's coming in so raw.
Right now we are on pick 69, the Jacksonville Jaguars having just selected. Now it looks like the Baltimore Ravens are on the clock at number 70. So I was talking with Maceville before you got here about just the AFC West and the collection of picks. How do you feel like the Broncos have stacked up with their counterparts in Oakland, in Kansas City, and in San Diego?
Well, I feel like the Broncos have addressed some areas that they wanted to address in this draft, starting with quarterback and then now defensive line. They have one more pick to go, so we'll see which direction they go in.
I also do like the fact that he is from Australia, having learned a different sport, a different culture. I do feel like that makes him a little bit more well-rounded. Had a chance to cover a guy out of Alabama a couple of years ago by the name of Jesse Williams, also an Australian rules football player. Before he came over to the States to play, he ended up being on the Seahawks, drafted very high. I believe it was the second or third round, but a cancer diagnosis actually derailing his career. So that was unfortunate. However, I do think that these types of guys can have success in the NFL.
Well, there was a very famous Australian rules football player back in the 90s and 2000s, punter Darren Bennett, who came
Chargers.
Over from Australia. And there's been a few other Australian punters. Matt McBryer.
Rugby guys, yeah.
Yeah, Matt McBryer, who came over for a training camp with the Broncos in 03 and then ended up latching on with Dallas. But a defensive lineman from Australia, that's pretty rare. But I think it's testament to the kind of athleticism he has that he could play a sport like football, like the Australian code of football, and you know, keep up and run up and down that field. And maybe that's what the Broncos are looking at with him here, that he does have the stamina, that he does have speed, and you know, he can, you know, come in, hopefully if he can get his pass rush moves down, get after the quarterback.
And they really stressed athleticism with their first two picks, bringing in a guy like Lynch and then now Gossis.
The Kansas City Chiefs will be next at 74. Until then, keep it tuned right here to DenverBroncos.com. But we will be back at 74 to see who else will join the AFC West.